We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.
This is Travis from the Beer Amigos, and I am here at the 5th Annual International Great Beer Expo at Belmont Racetracks in Elmont, New York. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, where is Mike? It's all for a good reason. Mike is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, auditioning for the 12th season of American Idol. I kid you not. So all you Beer Amigos listeners, all you loyal followers must support Mike on season 12 of American Idol. On December 22nd, the Beer Amigos are having their second annual The Beer Amigos Winterfest at the Cortland and Bayshore. Long Island breweries are brewing one-off beers specifically for the event. We're going to have an ugly sweater contest and so much more. It's literally the holiday event not to be missed. So now, without further ado, here are some interviews from the 5th Annual International Great Beer Expo. I am here with Rick Sabaka, brewmaster of Great South Bay Brewery. Rick, can you give everybody an update on what's going on at the brewery currently?
Yes, currently at the brewery, we have our temporary tasting room set up. We're open Thursday through Sunday, and at the same time, while we construct our brew house and brew house floor, we have come a bit of ways. We've laid our concrete and our pad for our brew house. With that, the drainage system. Today, we've actually laid a layer of urethane concrete, which will be dried by this coming Monday, and we'll place our 30-barrel brew system on top of it next week. Most electrical and some of the plumbing is done. Within the next few weeks, we'll be plumbing it, electrifying it, and steam fitting it. A little bit of septic work to do, but we're almost there. We're pretty close. 1 to 2 months. I'm looking probably beginning of January, firing it up, brewing our first batch of Bayshore beer. So
that's unbelievably exciting. Well, I stopped by, and I know you guys have long-term goals as well. I know you're thinking about a kitchen of sorts. Is that true? And additionally, what are your other long-term goals that you would love to hopefully, you know, accomplish in the future?
Yeah, with the new facility, it's encompasses 40,000 square feet. We're lucky to move into a big space, so we'll be able to expand. At the same time, our tasting room is 4,500 square feet with about 1,000 square feet of kitchen, which we've had ideas to a brick oven. Brick oven, wood-fired pizza oven, up to some other things. But our plan is to start off with some lighter fare and then move up to a full-blown kind of restaurant, hangout, easygoing, tasting room, have a good time, kind of drink Great South Bay beer. And
I think that hangout aspect of a brewery is extremely important. You don't want to just walk in, taste beer, and leave. You know, I always like feeling like I'm invited, so it seems like you guys are going for that kind of vibe, which I think is definitely gonna, you know, work to your benefit, obviously.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And with beer, you know, we're big into food as well. We would like to create some dishes using our beer as part of the ingredients. At the same time, getting people to hang out. With beer, you need food, so the two together are almost inseparable. So we're gonna make that happen and offer a great afternoon, evenings, weekends kind of fun place to hang out. Yeah,
great. Well, my one question is, I am so happy that Snaggletooth Stout is back. So I'm curious, where did it go the last 12 months?
Well, let me give you my honest answer. The honest answer is when we first opened the brewery in 2010, we came out with three styles. It was our Blonde Ambition, our Massive IPA, and our Snaggletooth Stout. The Blonde and Massive being a more familiar, easier palatable style for the Long Island people took off very well. The Stout was a much slower moving beer, although I and my crew basically believed it's an awesome stout, and we received great reviews, always good critiques on it. We decided to build our other brands up a little bit more and then bring it back, and now it's flying. We've actually pre-sold about 160 barrels of it, and now we find it to be limited, so it's interesting how tides change, and we're certainly happy to have it back. It is man's best friend. So
is this going to be a year-round beer now for you, or are you just taking one batch at a time, so to speak?
Yeah, we're kind of taking it one batch at a time. Our one batch sold very fast. We plan on brewing it again through the winter months and keeping it along, but for now we're kind of eyeing it and targeting it for sometime in the winter months each year and make it a kind of a specialty beer. We'll see how it goes from there.
Great. Well, Rick, I thank you so much. Everyone, keep your eyes and ears open for all the continuous improvements with Great South Bay Brewery. Stop by the tasting room. Get yourself a growler. If you see their beer, buy it, especially if you see Snaggletooth Stout. That's my favorite. So thank you so much, Rick. Have a good night.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Beer Amigos. And we're happy to always speak with you and share with you our adventures in brewing.
Thanks. Take care. Hey, this is Travis from the Beer Amigos. I am standing here with Nico Kremidis from Super Neat Beer Adventure Yes, who was our first ever in-studio guest many months ago. We have not caught up with Nico since. We want to know what he's up to. You want to know what he's up to. So, Nico, can you give us a little insight on what Super Neat Beer Adventure Yes is up to at the current moment?
Stuff.
Okay. Can you just give us a little more detail than stuff?
Yeah, a lot of stuff, actually.
Okay, I know you do the blog posts, you do a lot of the marketing now for Port Jeff Brewing Company, you've worked with Black Sheep Ale House, so you're a jack of all trades. Give us a little insight on how your work with Port Jeff is going.
I'd actually like to talk about something else. How are the Beer Amigos doing, Travis?
The Beer Amigos are doing very well. As I told our listeners, Mike cannot be with us today because he's actually in Philadelphia. He's living out the dream, auditioning for the 12th season of American Idol, which is great. Go, Mike. But besides that, we're doing really well, getting ready for our Winterfest event at the Cortland on December 22nd and just doing what we do best, which is podcasting.
I want a sombrero.
we will... possibly find a way. No, I don't think it's going to happen. I think Mike and I wear sombreros.
Everyone knows I'd look nice, real nice, in a sombrero.
Okay. Are you attempting to say you'd like to be part of the Beer Amigos?
I want to be the Beer Amigo, Travis. Me.
So just Mike and I step aside, let Nico Kremidis come in.
Yeah, change it to the Beer Amigo, and I think it'd be, pretty interesting to chronicle the adventures, the tomfoolery of the Beer Amigo, Nico Kremidis.
It could also be, I guess, the Beer Anico.
I don't like that, honestly.
All right, well, this is incredibly awkward. I was hoping we could talk about you, but how about we give you a little test run? How about Nico Kremidis of the Beer Amigos interviews Nico Kremidis from Super Neat Beer Adventure Yes, and then we could have our listeners tell us whether or not you'd be a good fit to be the only Beer Amigo.
Piece of cake. All right, this is Nico Kremidis of the Beer Amigo, and we're interviewing Nico Kremidis of Super Neat Beer Adventure Yes, Long Island's only mediocre beer blog. Nico, will you tell us a little bit about what's been going on lately in the craft beer world within Long Island? Yeah, things are actually going really well. That's just not important. Since Mike is actually in Philadelphia auditioning for American Idol, I think it'd be appropriate if I gave my own rendition of the Beer Amigos theme song, but, I'll slightly alter it to what I think it could be given the right artistic tools behind it.
Me. I am the Beer Amigo. My name is Nico. I am the Beer Amigo because I am Nico.
That was good, Nico. Let's talk a bit more about the blog. Not important. What's important is I am the only Beer Amigo on Long Island right now.
Well, I guess if that's the way it's going to be, you guys heard it first. There's no such thing as the Beer Amigos. Mike and I are
Travis, you'll be hearing more from me very soon. Take care.
All right, I'm going to get out of here. Everybody, check out superneatbeeradventureyes.com.
Trev, Nico's still here. He won't leave.
Why is he still here? Super Neat Beer Amigo sleepover time!
We're building forts and telling ghost stories.
Marshmallows, bitch!
All right.
S'mores!
So why don't we get under the covers and sing a song to help us fall asleep? You guys like that?
Sounds good, Trev.
Sounds great.
Don't be drinking that Budweiser, 'cause they're all beers that are so much better. And here's a list we compiled for you of reasons to drink Long Island brews. If your house is full 'cause you're a hoarder, go and drink a Black Duck Porter. If your life is in trouble and you're in doubt, go and drink Long Island Potato Stout. If you're sad 'cause your best friend is a goat, go and drink Hippocratic Oath. Seriously. Well, don't be drinking that Budweiser, 'cause they're all beers that are so much better. And here's a list we compile for you of reasons to drink Long Island brews.
Howdy, boys and girls!
Howdy, super neat!
Boys and girls, I want to talk about some of my favorite Long Island beers.
What are they, super neat?
Well, one of my favorite Long Island beers is Keystone Light.
Keystone Light.
That's right. It's one of my favorite beers. It tastes just like Sesame Street. It's because I love Sesame Street. It's the Snuffleupagus and that creepy yellow bird, big creepy thing.
Okay.
Okay, let me try that again. Howdy, boys and girls.
Howdy, super neat.
Boys and girls, I want to talk about some of my favorite Long Island beers.
What are they, super neat?
Heineken.
Heineken?
Yeah,
Heineken
can taste good once in a while.
But that's not Long Island. Heineken?
I think it's made in Long Island. I think it's imported from Wading River.
No. What?
All right, forget about it.
You go, Mike.
Mike, why don't you show them how it's done?
If you like magic or having delusions, lay off the smack and drink Optical Illusion. And if you're a gambler with a mean poker face, pop that cork and drink Sriracha Ace. And if you're a dreamer and you stare at the stars, find a lady and some beer de Mars.
Seriously.
Don't
be drinking that Budweiser, 'cause there are beers that are so much better. And here's a list we compiled for you of reasons to drink Long Island brews.
One more time! Woo!
Don't be drinking that Budweiser, 'cause they're all beers that are so much better.
So much better!
They're all this sweet compile for you, a reason to drink Long Island brews.
Long Island, we love you.
We love you, baby.
You're a cute woman.
Woo! I blew it.
All right, Nico. Nico, now get out of here.
I want to sleep over.
This is Paul DeLubokensky of the Blind Bat Brewery, and we are listening to The Beer Amigos.
This is Travis from The Beer Amigos. I am standing here at Larry Goldstein, brewmaster of Spider Bite Brewing Company. Larry, we hear there's some really incredible news that you could share with us about Spider Bite.
Yes, we, as of last week, we signed with the Boning Brothers to start distributing our beer through Long Island and pretty much the rest of the state of New York.
So it's not going to be you guys driving to New York City like you used to, driving upstate, right? You had some Westchester-ish kind of pictures. That's incredible. So how much, because I honestly don't know much about this, how much more beer does Spider Bite have to produce now compared to how much you did before Boning Brothers picked you guys up?
We, this month, since we've signed, we did 6 times more production than we've done in the past month.
That's incredible. Is all that being brewed currently on Long Island, or are you guys contracting at all?
Yeah, so for that production, we're contracting up upstate in Cooperstown.
Okay. Where specifically, since a lot of people like to know those detailed information?
Cooperstown.
Okay, Cooperstown Brewery. Perfect, perfect. And now, how many beer, are there only a particular amount of Spider Bite beers falling under the Boning Brothers umbrella? I know you guys brew a lot of beer, so which beers in particular will Boning Brothers be distributing?
From now on, everything we produce, they will be distributing for us.
You guys pump out beers pretty fast.
That's right. Well, now we'll be doing all those special beers. We'll start doing in 22-ounce bombers.
Okay.
So we'll be able to get them out further, you know, to further reach.
Right. And now, are they going to be packaging your 6-packs, or is that you guys still going to be doing that as well?
They'll do our 6-packs, and then Boris will be out in 2 weeks in 4-packs. And
awesome.
So all our packages will do.
Great. And you guys are, your 1-year anniversary is coming up. You're having a celebration at Tap and Barrel. Can you tell everybody what date, what time, exactly where, and what to expect if they come down to that event?
We'll be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I think that's 21st. And from 7 to 10, we'll be there. We'll have between 12 and 15 different beers. You know, most of them are special one-offs. We'll have some cake.
Great.
And yeah, it'll be a good time.
If I could be there, I would, but you guys should definitely be there. So check out Spider Bite Beer Company the 21st of November at Tap and Barrel. And congratulations again, Larry. You guys deserve it.
Thank you.
I am here with Bob Stacey, Director of Retail Development for Palm Beer. Bob, can you just tell us a little bit of background about Palm and how you guys started?
Okay, thank you. Palm Breweries is a family-owned brewery. Founded in 1747. The family that founded the company still own it today. It's in a historic part of Belgium called Steenhoffel, and it's the Brabant region of Flanders. And they're the only brewery in the world that offers beer from all 4 fermentation styles. Your top fermenting were your ales, your bottom were lagers and pilsners. Your mixed fermentation, which they have a Rodenbach, is their sour, and then the spontaneous fermentation, but they have a 50-50 agreement with Frank Bohn, one of the leading lambic makers in the world. The whole Palm Breweries, their whole entire way is about passion and heritage of not only Belgium, but the Belgian, traditional Belgian brewing styles. So the family name was the Van Royce family, and around 1890, after pasteurization, pilsners and lagers were coming into Belgium from Germany and Czechoslovakia, respectively. Beer to the Belgians like wine is to the French, part of their DNA, their culture, and so forth. So the Brewers Guild, which still is in existence today, issued a challenge to come up with the alternative, a traditional Belgian-style beer to counteract this influx of pilsners and lagers. And Palm's entry one was called the Special Belge. And what it is a ale, top fermenting amber ale, but drinks very much like a lager, very well-balanced, kind of more of a sweetness and malt citrusy nose. Has the 4 ingredients like the German law, They have their own water source from the brewery property. It's in that region, Brabant region, which is probably known as a Brewer's Row. You have Duvel Mortgat's not far behind. There's other couple of breweries within the, a few square mile radius. And so the brewery got bombed during World War I. They decided to rebuild on the brewery site. And with that, they changed the name of the brewery from the family name to Palm. And they changed this liquid as their flagship to Palm. Palm because it kind of represents victory. Victory over the Germans, World War I, quote-unquote victory over lagers. Belgium's a very religious country. Palm's religious victory, Palm Sunday, Greek victory. So it represents victory. So that's when they changed the name of the brewery to Palm. And we started to import 5 years ago. It only was really available in the Netherlands and Belgium. It's the number one Belgium ale, both in the Netherlands and Belgium. And we started an import company 5 years ago to bring Palm to America. And right now, we're only about 28% of the country. We are the third or fourth largest Belgium import in America. So the brand fits a lot of different categories, very well balanced, front to back. That's the key with all Palm Brewery beers, is the balance. In fact, that's the key to brewing, and in my opinion, is balance. You don't want something to either hit you in the front or in the back. And so that's kind of the story behind Palm Ale. Now, they have other brands in their portfolio. One is the Steam Brews Abbey Beers, also Brews Triple from the St. Peter's Cathedral in Bruges, Belgium. The abbot there was St. Arnoldus, who became the patron saint of all Belgian brewers. During the Middle Ages, he would brew a beer and was curing the sick and the workers from during that time in the Middle Ages, so he became the patron saint of Belgian brewers. And his recipes use a herb and spice mixture called gruit, and what that kind of does is softens and rounds out all their styles. They have a double, a blonde, a wit, and the traditional triple. And the triple just kind of won an award in the World Beer Cup as one of the best Belgian triples in the world. So those are also available in the United States. And again, the thing with the breweries, they all have some great backstories. And another one was the owner of Palm's all about Belgium heritage culture and keeping those brewing traditions alive. In the mid-70s, there's a brewery called Rodenbach and Rosselaar that the family wanted to kind of get out of the business, and they were looking to either just close the brewery or sell it. And a competitive brewery from another country was looking to maybe get involved. The owner of Palm said, no, it's going to stay Belgian tradition, and took over the brewery. And all he did was upgrade the brew house, which had no investment in it since World War I. So this was in the 70s. So, and what they brew is a beer called Rodenbach. It's the kind of the go-to sour Flemish ale.
And it's delicious.
And it's also, you see now in the American craft world, a lot of people starting to do barrel age and sours. They have they have 296 folders, floor to ceiling, oak and wood vessels that they age the beer in. I think in all of America, with New Belgium, a couple, I think there's like 46. So they kind of have a corner on that. And they have the Rodenbach, the Grand Cru, and then they're doing two seasonals. Rodenbach is a classic sour Flemish red. It's about a 70 to 30% 6-month-old beer blended with 2-year-old beer. And then they have the Grand Cru, which is 2-year-old beer to 6-month-old beer. And then recently they've been doing a vintage where the brewmaster, Rudy, who's been in the brewery for over 35 years, been the brewmaster for over 30, takes one folder every year and manages it for 2 years, and then they don't blend it. So we just released 2010. And then this past spring, to expand on the Rodenbach brands, There's a brand called Character Rouge, which was kind of done under, also in conjunction with a famous chef, I can't pronounce his name, from Belgium, where he used some fresh cherries, raspberries, cranberries, things of that, where they macerate it into the one another folder, and they don't blend that. So it's two-year-old, kind of like vintage beer, macerated with all these different fruits. Very rosé-like. That'll be available in the United States come January 2014. So, again, Rodenbach, great tradition. The family was a family-owned. They were sort of like the founding fathers of Flemish independence. Yeah. Part of the, you know, they wrote, helped write the Constitution, the national, the Flemish national anthem, were part of the whole revolutionary aspect. One of the founders was actually invented Flemish Braille. He was blind, and they were big on education. Yeah. So, as mentioned earlier, you know, the whole thing about Palm is not only just the brands, but also the stories behind them. Yeah. And also to round off and to keep that the fermentations, Frank Bone is, you know, one of the few, the only brewery actually by the river in Lambic, where kind of the Lambic started from. And he's had a brewery since 1964. And about 10, 15 years ago, he got in a 50-50 agreement with Palm Breweries to help, you know, him manage and expand his brewery. And he brews the Boone Goose, again, barreled age, and the Frambois, the Maris Parfait, and the Boone Creek, where, again, it's all natural products. His Goose is also used for a lot of other lambics and so forth throughout Belgium. Again, he's keeping the spontaneous fermentation thing alive. And so what, you know, so that also kind of rounds out their portfolio.
Right.
And recently in Belgium, a lot of the breweries own their own pubs and establishments. Palm has owned some very high-end gastro pubs. So with their, they offer their brands. And a couple years ago, they introduced a Pilsner, a lager. They never really had a Pilsner. Palm Ale was kind of their answer to ales and lagers. So they made a beer called Estaminet. Estaminet, when the Spanish ruled ruled over Belgium, people would go and the soldiers would go Estamineta, meaning are there girls, finding out the certain type of establishments. And that's turned over the years into French to Estaminet, which means kind of nice, cozy neighborhood pub feel.
Yeah.
And that brand, which was only available in those pubs, we're going to bring it into America also. A couple years ago, won the best Pilsner in the world in the European Cup. So,
interesting. So now, I must ask now, looking at your business card, in addition to Palm and Rodenbach, I see Long Island's very own Fire Island Beer Company. Does Palm have their own distribution company that also distributes Fire Island? What's the meaning behind Fire Island being on the back of the same business card as Palm and Rodenbach?
Again, we are an importer. You know, Palm is Lattice Imports is the name of our company, the importer. And about a year ago, we got 50% involvement with Fire Island. So that was founded by two brothers and a cousin who lived on Atlantic Beach. And they homebrewed, and I guess they had a place like a burger shack on the island. And they started brewing their own beer, sold it at the shack. And then they, you know, brewed in New York. And we kind of got involved a year and a half ago.
Well, now I'm sure everyone knows Palm Beer is available almost everywhere. But if people want more information on Palm, what's the website that they should check out?
Well, there's latticeimports.com, and then there's also palmbreweries.com, where it kind of goes in. You can get recipes to food. And on the Lattice, there's an app where you beer finder, so you can find any of our product line, the Bone, the Rodenbach, the Steambrews, the Palm, and Fire Island. Old Peculiars, an English ale that we're as Lattice Imports that we import.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
This is Bobby Gallinello from the Cortland, and you are listening to The Beer Amigos.
That wraps up another episode of The Beer Amigos. Thank you so much to Starfish Junction for allowing me to stop by and conduct these interviews.
As always, check out libeerevents.com for all your Long Island craft beer events. Be sure to also check out thebeeramigos.com. Find the Beer Amigos on both Facebook and Twitter, and email thebeeramigos@gmail.com for everything and anything. On Saturday, December 22nd, the second annual The Beer Amigos Winterfest at the Cortland and Bayshore. We're having Long Island breweries brewing one-off beers specifically for this event. We're having ugly sweater contests and so much more. It's literally the holiday party not to be missed. Also, support Mike on season 12 of American Idol. And until next time, adios, amigos. Thanks for listening.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos, and that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos, the Beer Amigos.